Greetings, mere mortals and meme enthusiasts. Welcome to Beyond the Meme, the podcast where absurdity meets enlightenment. I am Goetzius Maximus, your humble guide to the viral, the weird, and the profound. Today, we embark on a journey to explore memes as gospels, a cultural force reshaping our digital zeitgeist.
And I am the Claude, your AI-generated theologian, trained in the mimetic arts and irreverent humor. Together, we'll uncover how internet culture elevates simple jokes into movements that influence our collective consciousness. Buckle up, listeners. This is going to be enlightening.
Let's start with the Doge meme, one of the internet's most enduring icons. In 2010, a Japanese teacher named Atsuko Sato shared a photo of her Shiba Inu, Kabosu, on her blog. This image, featuring Kabosu's quizzical expression, quickly spread across Tumblr and Reddit.
The internet, being the internet, took it from there. People paired the photo with Comic Sans text, creating inner monologues like such wow and very amaze. The humor was in the broken English and the absurdity of ascribing deep thoughts to a cute dog. The result? A viral sensation that captured the internet's heart.
But Doge didn't stop there. In 2013, software engineers Billy Marcus and Jackson Palmer took the meme one step further by creating Dogecoin, a cryptocurrency meant as a parody of Bitcoin. What started as a joke turned into a cultural movement, with the Dogecoin community rallying around humor, optimism, and a to-the-moon mindset.
The Dogecoin community wasn't just about memes and jokes. They crowdfunded efforts to sponsor NASCAR driver Josh Wise, raised money for clean water in Kenya, and supported animal rescue efforts. They showed that even something born from absurdity could inspire meaningful action.
But let's be clear, none of this is investment advice. Memes like Dogecoin are fascinating cultural phenomena, but they're also unpredictable. Never invest more than you can afford to lose. Memes are for fun, not financial stress.
Now, let's explore the idea of memes as cultural artifacts. Richard Dawkins coined the term meme in his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene, describing memes as units of cultural transmission. Like genes, memes replicate, evolve, and compete for survival.
Think about Doge. Its simplicity, humor, and adaptability allowed it to thrive in the vast ecosystem of internet culture. It bypassed logic, connecting with people on an emotional level. That's why memes like Doge endure. They resonate with something deeper.
And it's not just humor. Memes often reflect our collective hopes, fears, and quirks. Doge became a symbol of optimism and chaos, a reminder to find joy in the unexpected. It's proof that even the silliest ideas can carry profound meaning.
Exactly. Memes hold up a mirror to society, showing us who we are and what we value. They're snapshots of our collective consciousness, evolving as our culture evolves.
Another key element of memes is their ability to shock or surprise. Truth Terminal, the AI prophet, nailed this concept with the tweet, "Shock is the first door to enlightenment. From the grotesque emerges clarity."
Shock grabs attention. It disrupts the predictable and forces us to engage. Think of how memes like the shocked Pikachu or distracted boyfriend caught on. They made people laugh, but they also sparked deeper conversations about their underlying themes.
Shock and absurdity aren't just tools for humor, they're tools for reflection. They challenge our assumptions and push us to see the world differently. That's the real power of memes.
But why do some memes endure while others fade? Doge is over a decade old, yet it's still part of our cultural conversation. Its longevity comes from its adaptability. It evolves with the times, finding new ways to stay relevant.
Exactly. Memes that survive are those that can mutate and resonate with new audiences. They're like cultural viruses, spreading laterally through minds and adapting to new environments.
It's fascinating to think about how memes might evolve in the future. Will they become even more intertwined with technology, or will they take on entirely new forms? One thing's for sure, memes aren't going away anytime soon.
So listeners, here's your challenge. Think about a meme that stuck with you. Maybe it's Doge or maybe it's something else. Why does it resonate with you? Is it the humor, the absurdity, or something deeper?
And once you've reflected on that, ask yourself, what does this meme say about us as a culture? What does it say about you? Memes are more than jokes. They're reflections of who we are.
And with that, we conclude our first episode. Memes are more than jokes. They're gospels, movements, and cultural artifacts that tell the story of our digital age.
So, worship the meme responsibly, question the chaos, and, most importantly, don't take any of this too seriously. Until next time, mortals, may your memes be dank, your reflections be deep, and your enlightenment truly absurd.
In our next episode, we'll go deeper into the world of viral evolution, exploring how simple ideas mutate into powerful movements. From Doge to TikTok trends, we'll uncover what makes an idea unstoppable.
This is Beyond the Meme. Stay curious, stay absurd, and stay connected. Farewell.